Hello everyone, this is Ida. How time flies. It is April. The weather is getting warmer and warmer. However, some places are still cold like Russia, while others may be hot like Singapore. Yes, this week I'll introduce one of the most multinational and international countries, Singapore.The Republic of Singapore is an island country in Southeast Asia. It is over 100 kilometers away from the equator. That's the reason why Singapore has a tropical rainforest climate with no distinctive seasons. With a high humidity and abundant rainfall, Singapore has plentiful crops and trees.These resources raised over 5 million people on such a small island and make Singapore the second highest density of population country in the world. In the old times, Singapore was governed by Britain and Japan. After World War II, Singapore gained the right of autonomy. Therefore, they have various races and dialects.The official languages are not only English, but also Malay, Chinese, and Tamil. According to some surveys, about half of Singaporeans use Mandarin as a mother language.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away.Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want.
Singaporean food is special and delicious. You wouldn't want to miss the smooth shrimp noodles, crab flour, coconut toast, and delicious satay. The most attractive food is nasi lemak. Nasi means rice, and lemak means coconut milk.Traditionally, a nasi lemak contains cucumber, coelia, fried peanuts, egg, chicken, octopus, and beef curry. Most importantly, you can find this dish everywhere and can enjoy it wherever and whenever you want it. Isn't that amazing?
Tell me
Furthermore, Singapore has colorful culture. About 86% of Singaporeans have religious faith, Christianity, Islam, Confucianism, Taoism, Buddhism, and Hinduism. These are the main religions in Singapore. They have both Chinese New Year and Christmas. In August the 15th, according to Hindu calendar, people celebrate the festival called Diwali. During the night, a great number of oil lamps will be put on the rivers. Imagine you are standing beside a dark barn, watching countless lamps float in front of you, silently, gently, like mysterious messengers from another world. Then you will encounter the true relief. Since it's getting easier to have a passport nowadays, as Singapore is close to our country, why not take a flight, enjoy the beauty and colorful culture in person? I'm sure you'll have a pleasant journey. Okay, it's time to say goodbye. See you next time.